Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Daled. Today's daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Zecher Nishmas Yitzhak Moshe and Yisrael Yehuda. And the sponsors also by Judy and Howie Hahn, the Zecher Nishmas Hendel Bas Achav Yisrael, Hildi Simon. The Neshamos should have Elios. So we are still on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Or no, Gimel Amid Beis. About eight lines, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 lines up. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia. So that's where we're up to. What we were talking, the problem we had now was in our Mishnah. Let's go back to where we are. Our Mishnah, and we're going to explain this Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that if you sheft an animal and no blood comes out, then you can touch it, you can eat it with unclean hands, which your hands are. So the question we asked, though, what's the big deal? If we're dealing with chulin, which we proved we're dealing with chulin, then your unclean hands are by definition a sheni, and the chulin would become a shlishi, but there is no shlishi when it comes to chulin. So we gave different answers about it. So now the answer that we're going to give now, it talks about maybe your hands were rishon, maybe maybe your hands were rishon, maybe we're talking about chulin that you took with meiser money. Now we're going to give another answer, which is going to bring us on into a whole new world of chulin, but tumah on a derabanan level. So Amar Rav Elazar, so if you remember, most of the tumas here are going to be midrabanan. So Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia, hacha, what are we dealing with over here? Bechulin shenasu al ta'aras hakodesh, askinan, delo kirab Yoshua. We're dealing with the situation where you have somebody who treats his chulin like hekdesh. So she must be that he's a kohen or somebody who eats hekdesh. So in order to become accustomed to the status, the tumah v'tahara status of his kachim, he eats all his meats in accordance with the strict rules of kodesh. So it's v'chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh heim, and therefore, and gets the shita rabbi, and therefore, if your chulin gets the status of kodesh, your chulin, just like the kodesh, can reach a shlishi and even a revi status when it comes to kodesh, because by kodesh we can let it go down all the way to a revi. But the low Rabbi Yeshua, but the Mishnah is not going to be in accordance with the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua is going to say that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh cannot even get down to a shlishi. It ends by a sheni. Okay.
Right.
So and it says a Tanya, but it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. We're going to quote now the source for Rabbi Yeshua, where this Rabbi Yeshua is sourced. Disnan, we have a Mishnah in Taharos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. So, Mina Torah, Midoraisa, a human being, can only contract Tumah from an Ava Tumah. An Ava Tumah would be someone who touched a dead body is an Av. Certain Shrat of the Shratzim is an Av. A Zav or a Zava is an Av. So a human can only contact Tumah from an Av, meaning a human can only really Midoraisa, can only be a Rishon. That's when Doraisa level. Nevertheless, the Chachamim made a gezerah that anybody who eats tamei food or drinks tamei drinks, even though they are a lower level tumah, even though they're only a rishon, which would make you a sheni, even though it's called a tolda of tumah, even though they're only a tolda of tumah, nevertheless, whoever eats those foods and drinks those foods also midrabanan gets a status of tumah. And there's a machlokas tanaim now between Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua. What level tumah does the individual get when he eats those tummy foods, when he drinks those tummy drinks? So Rabbi Lezer says, Ha'ochel rishon. Someone who eats food items that are a rishon. So the guy's eating a food that's a rishon. He becomes, midrabanan again, he becomes a rishon l'tuma. Sheni, if he becomes eats a sheni, he becomes a sheni. Shlishi, if he becomes a shlishi, eats a shlishi, he becomes a shlishi. Basically, Rabbi Lezer says, you are what you eat. You become what usually we say, the Bechidosh to me also, is that usually you say tumah, when you contract tumah, you go down a level. It doesn't go across. Right. You were saying, it's going to go across. You are what you eat.
That only by eating, not by touching. Right?
It says, ha'ochel ochel rishon. I'm just going to go what it says. That's what it says here, that by eating. Okay? Rashi says, ha'ochel ochel rishon, he becomes a rishon, nasegufo rishon lihiyos mago sheni. He becomes a rishon by eating it, but now he's a rishon, so when he touches something, he can create sheni. Again, midirabanan. Ba'ochel ochel sheni, nasa gufo sheni, lios mago shlishi. Ba'ochel shlishi, shlishi. Okay. That's, yeah, so it sounds like just eating, but it makes you tame that you can now transmit it. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says no. His shita is different. Ha'ochel ochel rishon, visheni. It becomes a sheni. If I eat rishon food or sheni food, I become a sheni. So rishon, I drop a level, and sheni, I go across. Because he's going to say there's a specific precedent to show that by sheni, you can go across. So ochel rishon visheni sheni. But shlishi, if you eat shlishi food, then you go up a level. You can become a sheni, but only legabe kodesh, only for kodesh. Meaning if I eat shlishi food, I become a sheni, so that now when I touch kodesh, kodesh can become a shlishi. But it says not legabe kodesh, the ain't sheni legabe truma. But if I eat shlishi food, and I touch truma, the truma does not become a sheni. So he splits between, number one, he makes the status go up, and number two, he splits between you touching kodesh and truma. Okay, right? And all this is bechulin shenasu al taharas truma. It's only if, right, we just mentioned chulin shenasu al taharas kodesh, there's also a concept of people who ate truma, and they want to be very careful with their truma, so it won't contact truma. So they treated all their chulin produce as if it was truma. That's chulin shenasu al taharas truma. So this whole thing about somebody who keeps upon himself that his chulin are going to be taharas truma, if he touches a sheni, then they become a shlishi for kodesh. The idea being is that if you are chulin shenasu al taharas truma, we're going to see just because you're concerned with truma, so you eat your chulin al taharas truma doesn't mean you're concerned with kodesh, and therefore it doesn't work for kodesh. You're already shaking your head. Okay, that's fine. So now,
I see where it's going.
So the Gemara. And this is the easy part, actually. It's the hard part really gets to at the very end of Amud Aleph. We're still on yesterday's stuff. Okay. So, the Gemara makes a deal that says, Al taras truma in, al taras kodesh lo, the kasavar chulin shenasu al taras kodesh, les behu shlishi. What Rabbi Yeshua said is the only time that you become a sheni, again, if you eat the shlishi, you go up a sheni, that's only if you... where shomer, it's only if, but if you, it's only if you keep chulin shenasu taras truma, but by kodesh, if you have chulin shenasu taras kodesh, they can't reach a shlishi level. Rather, they remain as chulin and can reach a sheni status. So our mishnah can't be like him, because the bright mishnah we just brought down said that the only time if you ate a michael that's a shlishi, you become a sheni. It's only if you ate chulin shenasu al taras truma. But there's no idea of eating a shlishi by chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. So if there's no idea of why, because he holds that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh can't drop down to a shlishi level, which would then mean that you can't learn our Mishnah like him. Because our Mishnah, we said to explain our Mishnah was, our Mishnah is talking about chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. If it's chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, then you can get to it, when your hands are sheni, you can touch the shlishi. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we just proved that by chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, you can't get to the shlishi level. So it can't be our Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua only says you can get to the shlishi level by chulin shenasu al taras truma, not by chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh.
Do they have a source for this?
It's a Dine de Rabbanan. So I haven't seen them. I don't know. The Dine de Rabbanan is what they said the Rabbanan made the Takanas for.
Doesn't say, ain't sheni le truma.
What?
You can't become a sheni. It doesn't become a sheni by truma, he says, right? So what do you mean,
it says, "Chulin shenasu al taras truma, al taras a truma in, not ain, in, yes, al taras a kodesh lo. You become a shlishi if you keep al taras a truma, but you can't become a shlishi by taras a kodesh."
How do you explain shlishi sheni le kodesh ain sheni le truma?
So if you touch a shlishi, right? If you touch a shlishi, assuming it's a truma, if you touch a shlishi, you become tame. If you touch kodesh. You'll create the kodesh to be a sheni, but you won't make the truma a sheni,
a shlishi,
because a truma only goes down to shlishi, right. And you became a shlishi. That's his decision.
How do you continue? It said now,
but
that only applies.
That's only if you are guarding and you are protecting yourself by chutzal taras truma. Al taras truma in, al taras kodesh lo. The taras kodesh, because there is no concept of creating the. You can't, if you're guarding yourself for taras Taharas Kodesh and you touch the Shlishi, you don't create the Sheni, because there is no, because the Shlishi doesn't transmit Tumah to you, because it's on Taharas HaKodesh, it won't transmit Tumah to you. The Lord says, okay, why don't we say that our Mishnah is Bechulin Shanasu al Taharas Truma v'Rabbi Yeshua? We do have a concept where Yeshua says there is a place where you can get to a Shlishi, that would be by Kulin Shanasu al Taharas Truma. So let's say our Mishnah is as follows. Our Mishnah is a case of the food item that you're watching al Taharas Truma. That Rabbi Yeshua says can get to a Shlishi. So my hands, which are Sheni Derabanan, touch the foods that got the blood on it, and therefore hooks the kabel tuma, and they can create a shlishi because we're dealing with chulin shanasu al taharas truma. So Gemara gives an answer: says no, lo sal kodaitach. You can't say that our Mishnah is talking about chulin shanasu al taharas truma. The iba truma basar miika. Our Mishnah is talking about meat. You can't say that I'm guarding my meat al taharas truma. Why? Because there is no meat legabe truma. The whole purpose of saying watching my food, so I get used to the idea that it's truma. No one's going to get used to the idea that their produce is truma by safeguarding their meat. Because there's no confusion, because meat does not become truma. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that's the case. So what, we're dealing with kachim? Elamai, bekachim, chaya bekachim ika. You said that you're going to answer the question to say that our Mishnah is talking about chul and shanas from Thomas Taurus Kodesh. Kodesh means a karban. Our Mishnah talks about a chaya. A chaya can't be brought as a korban. So a person is going to guard his chaya meat, al taharas kodesh? How? Why? There's no such thing as a kodesh that's a chaya. The Gemara answers, I think it's an obvious answer, is basar michlof, basar peilo michlof. When it comes to meat, yeah, the person who's concerned to eat all his meat, al taharas kodesh, is going to eat all his meat, al taharas kodesh, even the meat of a chaya, because you can get confused between meat and meat. I guess between venison and beef. You get confused. We make the difference, can. But if you get confused between fruits and meat, that they're not going to have. So people who eat Taharas Truma are not really concerned with their Taharas Truma, are not concerned with the meat. They're only concerned with the fruit. Okay. That was the easy part. Amar Ula. So, I always say that. I usually tell you the truth. Okay. Amar Ula. So, Amar Ula. Chavrei Amrin Bechulin Shenasu Taharas HaKodesh Deloka Rabbi Yeshua. Va'ano Amina Rabbi Yeshua Hi and Lomi Ba'ika Amar. Ula comes and says, listen, most people learn the way that we learned, and they see that our Mishnah does not go in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, and our Mishnah is a case of Chulin Shenasu al Taharas HaKodesh. But I, Ula, myself, say that we can learn our Mishnah in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua as follows. When Rabbi Yeshua says that Rabbi Yeshua says that the only time you can get to Shlishi is by Chulin Shenasu al Taharas Truma, he's not saying you can only get to a Shlishi by Nasu Bataras Truma. He's saying you can even get to a Shlishi by Nasu Bataras Truma. Meaning, of course you can get to a Shlishi by Kataras HaKodesh. So he's not excluding it. He's saying it's even. Right? And that's what he says. Lomi Baika Amar. Lomi Baika Chulin Shanasu Bataras HaKodesh Dechamiri. Of course, Chulin Shanasu Bataras HaKodesh, which is a much more Chomer Din. How do we know that Kodesh is much more Chomer than Truma? Because on a prior level, you know that Chulin can go all the way down to Revi, actually. But it's Hektesh. Sorry, Hektesh. I said Truma. I said Hektesh. It's Behu Shlishi. So there definitely is a Shlishi. Elafil Chulin Shenasu al Taharas Truma. Even by Chulin, right, by regular Kodesh is more Chomer than Truma, because regular Kodesh we let go down to Revi. Regular Truma we go down to a Shlishi. So by Chulin Shenasu al Taharas Kodesh, of course you can go down to a Shlishi. But not only by Taharas Kodesh, even by Taharas Truma, you can go down to a Shlishi. So therefore, you said our Mishnah can be according to Rabbi Yeshua also. Because Rabbi Yeshua will also hold that Chulin Shenasu al Taharas HaKodesh can reach a Shlishi level. And therefore, our Mishnah is talking about a guy whose hands are a Sheni, touches the meat, that blood got on it, and it became a Shlishi. Because when we read the Brisa before, where we said, we said that made a diuk of Chulin Shenasu al Taharas Truma in Chulin Shenasu al Taharas Kodesh low. That's a wrong diuk. Don't make it a diuk to the exclusion. He's saying in the Lomi Bayi, not only this but that. Not only can Chulin Shenasu al Taharas Kodesh get to a Shlishi, but even Chulin Shenasu al Taharas Truma can also get to a Shlishi. If I repeat myself, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get it straight in my head also. So okay. So that's Ulos. But then now the Gemara says, and man chavre, when Ula said that the chavarya, my friend said that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua, and I say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara asks, who are his friends who say that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua? The friends will hold that Rabbi Yeshua holds that Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh cannot reach a Shlishi. That's what we're going to try to prove now. We're going to read this whole back and forth between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, whether this actually conversation took place or it's imputed onto them, I'm not sure. And at the end, somehow, this proves what we're trying to get to. So the Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanna, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma Ahadre Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua Lahadadei. What was the conversation back and forth between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua? Remember, Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah talked about a person who eats something that's tameh. So Midr Abana, Rabbi Elazar says, if he eats a Rishon, he is what he eats, Rishon, Rishon, Sheni, Sheni, Shlishi, Shishi. And Rabbi Yeshua says, if you eat a Rishon and Sheni, you become a Sheni. If you eat a Shlishi, you become a Sheni. Right, so what's going on? So Ma'a Hadre, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, La'adati. So Amalo, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yeshua, Matsinu, says, Ochel, meaning the person who eats, can be Chamor min ha'ochel. The person, the eater, can be more chomer than the food. Because the question that for Rabbi Elazar is, why is it going across? Why isn't it dropping? Why is it Rishon, Rishon, Sheni, Sheni, Shlishi, Shlishi? It should be Rishon, Sheni, Sheni, Shlishi, Shlishi, nothing, I guess, or Revi, by Kodesh. So he says, why is it going across? He says, so sometimes we have precedent that to show that the food item itself is, the person is more chomer than the item that's making him tameh. Why? The ilu nivlas of, we have the nevela of an of tahor. So you have a kosher bird that died without shrita. It's a nevela of an of tahor. Bachutz lo metame. Just as it is, sitting down, the bird is not metame. Just pick it up, throw it out, it's not metame. But the ilu ochla, but if you eat it, once it goes into your throat, into your beis habliya, the ilu ochla metame begadim beis habliya. And everything that he's wearing becomes tame. So you see that the person, somehow here, the person is more chomer than the animal. Because the person is going to contract tuma and make his clothing tame, but the bird itself doesn't make anything tame, right? So therefore, anu, so when we're making these gezeros, heyach lo nasa ochel kima'achal. So the chol apachos, at least when we're making these gezeros, we should make them equivalent. Because really, I have precedent to say that the person should be more chomer. So therefore, a rishon should be an av, a sheni should be a rishon. We're not going to do that. But at least we have precedent to say that the person is more chomer than the item, so we're going to go across and make them the same. That's what it says. But Rabbi Yeshua says, so Rabbi Yeshua, why won't you agree with me and say that we can go across? I have precedent for going across. Rabbi Yeshua says, I'm not going to go across because me nivlas of tahor lo gamrinan the chiddushu. I'm not going to go across. I'm not going to learn anything out from the nevela of an of tahor because the nevela of an of tahor is a very odd chiddush. It's very odd halacha. Very odd halacha. When you touch something, you don't become tamei. But if you swallow it, you do become tamei. So it's clearly a chiddush. And from a chiddush, which means like an exceptional point, we're not going to use that as a precedent to learn our halachas here. Okay. Ella, so Rabbi Yeshua says as follows though, why do I drop a level? Essentially, Rabbi Yeshua drops a level, right? The Rishon goes to Sheni. He only drops a level by one. The Rishon goes to Sheni, the Sheni goes across, and the Shlishi goes up. So I guess he's addressing this first point, why he's dropping by the Rishon to the Sheni. Ella matzinu shehama'achal chamor min ha'ochal. Was find that the item, the food item itself, is more chamor than the ochel. Sorry. Yeah, the food item itself is more chamor than the guy who eats. How do you contract tumah? The ma'achal b'kebetza, the ochel ad ochel kati pras. A food item becomes tameh if it's the size of a beitza. It has to be that size, I guess, or what transmits it. What transmits to it has to be the size of a beitza. All right. Ochel, right. So a food item gets touched. The thing that's the tummy thing that's touching it has to be the size of a beitza in order to transmit tumah onto the food item. But a person ad the ochel kachatzi pras. A person only contracts tumah if the thing that he eats is bigger. It has to be half a loaf, whatever chatzi pras is. Machlokes showing him how big it is, but it's bigger than a beitza. So therefore, you see the person is more chamor than the item, because for the person, it takes a bigger thing to contract, to put tumah onto him, right? So therefore, heyach nase ochel kamachal. So how are we going to make the eater the same thing as the food item? The eater is more chamor. So therefore, sorry, the eater is less chamor. The food is more chamor. The food is more chamor. The eater is a larger shear, which means he's less chamor. Right. So therefore, when the guy eats the food, the tummy food, we're going to drop him a level from Rishon to Sheni. So Rabbi Lezer first says, number one, I don't like your limud, because Rabbi Lezer, Tumah Mishi'urin Lo Gamrinan. I'm not learning out status of Tumah, hierarchy of Tumah, based on the Shiurim of Tumah. Shiurim are Shiurim, and Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi are different things. So I'm not learning it out from your Shiurim. But my other question to you is, fine, even according to your own Shita, Lidvarecha, according to you, that the person who eats it is Kal, than the thing that's being eaten, and that's why you drop from a Rishon to a Sheni. So Ata Omer, Al Rishon Sheni, Yafa Ata Omer. So that's fine. You go, you eat the Rishon, you become a Sheni. I get that. But Sheni, Sheni, Lama. Why would I eat a Sheni to become a Sheni? According to you, Rabbi Yeshua, as you eat a Sheni, as you become a Shlishi. Because I drop a level. Because the eater is more Kal than the food. Right. The food's a Sheni, which is more Chomer, which is the Chomer, which is our baseline for being Chomer now. You ate the Sheni, you should drop to a Shlishi. Because the food is more Chomer than the person. Yeah, that's what Yeshua said.
I understand, but that's not the reason. The reason that we have is because it's further away from the initial points of Tumah.
No, but we're having Tumah Durabanan. Rabbi Lezer said you go. Rabbi Lezer said you go across. Rabbi Yeshua said you go down.
Correct.
So according to your question, why is it shame? So
he's giving a reason for it, but his reason is not the right. The reason he's giving is the other way around. The reason why we jump up a level.
We haven't gotten to the jump up level yet.
I understand it, but that makes sense. Here, the reason is because Tumah goes away from the initial source. That's why each Tumah goes drops a level.
But no one's nothing. But it's that.
It's not, he's saying it's because of the measurements.
It's not dropping it. No, because we're making a Din Drabanan, so we're trying to figure out what do I understand you. The Din Drabanan should be simply you just follow the Doraisa. They're picking the Halacha Doraisa, which is going to be the precedent. Okay, so he changed it based on what he changed. So I makes based on what he changed, it should drop a level, but it doesn't.
I understand.
That's the question. That's his question.
I said, but he's giving the reason. Well, at least the way I think it, the reason is wrong. The reason that he's giving is the
point. Well, I'm going to take him at face value. Whatever his reason is, I'm going to take what he says, and that's what he says the reason is. Right? He says, Lidvarecha, you said, right, Va'olidvarecha, you said that we made the takana based on the fact that the food is more chamor than the person. So therefore, the food is level A, the person becomes level B. So how come in your second case, the food is level B, and the person remains level B? He should drop to level C. Even according to your, even according to Rabbi Shua's reasoning. So Amr Lo, Rabbi Shua says no, because I have precedent, because Matsinu, Shesheni, O Shesheni, Al Yedein Mashkin. We do have precedent that when you have liquids, a Sheni can create a Sheni. What's that? Okay. So he says as follows, that it's a Mishnah in Parah, this is a base of Rashi, it's a Mishnah in Parah in Perkes Mishnah Zayin. So, if you have liquids that, right, if you have liquids that are on a tummy item, right, and these mashkim, wait, how's this work again? Can I write it down?
Those liquids are primer, so it pops it back on the liquid.
No. There's a precedent for a Sheni creating a Sheni by liquids that are on a tummy food item. I have liquids that are on tummy food items. So the liquids that become tummy by a Sheni, so the Midarbanan, if you have a Sheni food item and the liquids aren't on top of it, those liquids become a Rishon. The Midarbanan. They bumped up to become a Rishon based on the Mishnah in Parah that says, that anything that can make Truma Puzzle, any liquid, anything that can make Truma into a Puzzle makes liquids into a Rishon. So any item that's a Sheni Lutuma, which then could touch Truma, make the Truma Puzzle on a Shlishi level, that item can make liquids into a Rishon. So what happens here? So right now I have Sheni liquids, which possible truma, they become a Rishon. I have Sheni liquids, yeah. Right, that fell onto this food item. They become a Sheni. The food is a Rishon. The Sheni, I'm talking about liquids. The food is a Rishon. The liquids fall onto it. They become a Sheni. That since they can now possible truma, so midrabana, we bumped them up into a Rishon. Right, we bumped them up into a Rishon, and if they go and those liquids then go ahead and touch something else, they create the Sheni. The Sheni becomes a Rishon, which can create a Sheni. So you see with this precedent that you have an ability for a Sheni to create a Sheni. Because that's what happened here. I'm taking that precedent and making the person who eats a Sheni go across into a Sheni. Again, I don't understand why they use these oddball cases to create the precedent. You should use the regular cases to make the precedent. Okay, that's because I don't understand. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Yeshua, Eliezer says back to him.
He's just saying that there's something out there.
But there are more things out there where that doesn't happen.
The liquids is one of those
exceptions to the rule.
Okay, so don't go by the lick. Let's talk about a different case where that doesn't have the exception. That's all my. That's I understand. So why are you making it work that way? You're forcing yourself in. That's the
question. You're about to answer your own question.
So Amr Lo, so if he lends us back to him, wait a second. In your case, Nami Tchila Havo, the Haitanan, Koloposo, Chuma, Taimash, Los Tchila, Chutz Mitzvul Yom. In your case, what was the case? The case was you have a shiny food item, the liquid falls onto it, and now you're saying when the liquid falls onto it, it can then transfer to create, because it becomes a Rishon, it can create a shiny for another to another liquid. And that the liquid itself became a Rishon. So according to your logic, if you're learning it from there, you should make the case here, bump it up. Make the guy who eats a Shani into a Rishon. Because here, the Shani food item is making this liquid in Durabanon into a Rishon. Right? That's Rabbi Lezer's question.
He drank the liquid.
What? I'm not talking about drinking. It's just talking about the food, what happens to the liquid itself. So again, you're using that as your precedent. Your precedent shows that the liquid item becomes, should create a Rishon. So the person, if you're going across, the Rishon should create, the Shani should, should bump up to create a Rishon. Because the case that you're showing me is a Shani creating a Rishon. So here, a Shani should create a Rishon also. The Ode, and even more so, another question, is Shlishi Shani Lama? Why does the Shlishi bump up to the Shani? Right? You say that the Okal Rishon becomes a Shani. If you eat a Rishon, a Shani, you become a Shani. But if you eat a Shlishi, you become a Shani. So that doesn't make any sense. The Rishon bumped down. The Shani had precedent that went, so went across. You eat a Shlishi, you go up. What's going on? Why is the difference? Now comes the part I don't understand. So Amr Lo, Rabbi Shua says, Af ani lo amarti, ela bitruma, shetaharta tuma hi etzel kodesh. I only said my rule by somebody who's eating chulin that's nasu al taras truma. But if you're eating chulin, if you're gardening your chulin to be on the truma status, truma level, it's a really long note. If you're guarding your food to protect it on a truma status, doesn't mean you're guarding it to protect it on a kodesh status. What does that mean? So he says over here.
The summary in the note's long.
Right. So you know when your kids go from home and come home from school and the teacher says summarize the it's supposed to be like a paragraph or two.
Write a book.
It's really long.
Okay, so we just flipped over. We're on the first line on the base. So, but going what he says here, and this also, I mean, the Rashi is huge also. So he's saying now that, let's say you have a Kohen who's eating Truma, and therefore he guards himself to eat everything al taras truma, right? Nevertheless, his clothing is still going to be viewed as tamei legabe kodesh. Meaning, if his clothing touches kodesh, it's going to create Tumah, because you only guard for silos. You guard for Truma, you guard for Kodesh. Guarding for one doesn't count for the other, unless you're guarding for both. Okay? So therefore, if, since this guy is only guarding his food, Legabe Truma, he's not considered guarding Legabe Kodesh. So this food item, which he ate, the Shlishi food item, so granted, he eats a Shlishi food item, that protects, he's not going to transmit any truma to truma because he's guarding for truma, but the shlishi food item is going to make him tamei. So that if he touches kodesh, he becomes a sheni. Why is that? Why is that shlishi not a reason? Yeah. I don't know. But he becomes a sheni. So when Rabbi Yeshua said that if you eat the shlishi, you become a sheni, that means if you eat shlishi, you eat a truma thing that became tamei on a shlishi level. Yeah, so with Gabe Truma, you're fine. But the Gabe Kodesh, you become a Shani. So you can transmit Truma to a Kodesh. That's what he says. But the proof over here was, the proof is that Rabbi Shua says that on Chulin Shemasu of Taras Kodesh, you can only become a Shani. You can't become a Shlishi. So therefore, our Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Yeshua, if we say that our Mishnah is Chulin Shonasu or Taras HaKodesh, we need the meat to become a Shlishi. And Rabbi Yeshua is not letting that. That's this whole thing was to get to that proof. All right. As best I can.
That makes sense.
All right. It does make sense, but it's just...
But it's a long way to get
there. It's a long way to get there. Okay. So now, put down the rearview mirror. So now, Amar Rabbi Zera. So the Gemara is going to now bring, starting I guess on Amud Beis, And as Marcel pointed out to me so nicely, it continues for the next couple of days. The Gemara is going to bring down some memros of Amoraim. Right now, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Tanaim. So Rabbi Lezer says, just the bottom line sheet, Rabbi Lezer allows Chulin Shel Nasu Otaros HaKodesh to obtain a Shlishi status. Everyone agrees a real Kodesh can obtain a Shlishi status. The question is, Chulin Shel Nasu
Otaros.
Yes, and Truma, but Chulin Shel Nasu Otaros HaKodesh, Rabbi Lezer says, gets the exact same status as the Kodesh, and therefore can get to a Shlishi and probably a Revi. Rabbi Shua says, no, can only get to a Sheni, doesn't go down to a Shlishi. Now we're going to bring some memros of Amoraim, and to see how what they say when it comes to eating tamei food. So, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yanai. Okay, so this is a long chain. Ha'ochel shlishi shel chulin shel nasu al taras hakodesh. So I have a piece of chulin meat that is supposed to be guarded al taras kodesh. It obtained shlishi status, right? Ha'ochel shlishi shel chulin shel nasu al taras kodesh. Regular chulin, of course, can only get down to a sheni. So it got to a shlishi level. It only has, only means something because it's chulin shel nasu al taras kodesh. Person eats that shlishi level chulin shel nasu al taras kodesh. Nase gufo sheni lekodesh. His body bumps up, and he becomes a sheni. Because even the taras chulin him tumah is. I'm not sure why it gets bumped up. Why does it get bumped
up?
Yeah, Rav Rabbi Shua.
Even if Kodesh doesn't bump up, or if the level of Kodesh
doesn't bump up, Shemi, Rav Shua said that.
No, but why is it getting more Tumah than the thing is eating?
Because that's Rabbi Shua. That's what we just did in Rabbi Shua. That was just Rabbi Shua. That was Rabbi Shua quoted that. Okay? So, Esrei Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Abiyasi. So Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yasi, Shlishi Sheni Lekodesh. If you eat Shlishi, you become a Sheni Lekodesh. The ain't Sheni Letruma, right? And that's but Ochul and Shenasu Altaras Truma, Altaras Truma in Altaras Kodesh Lo. It is Rabbi Yeshua, but it's not exactly what Rabbi Yeshua. What happens over here? It's Chul and Shenasu. Rabbi Yeshua said, if you eat some type of Chul and Shenasu or something that becomes a Shlishi, you bumped up to a Sheni. Rabbi Yeshua said that then, if you were doing Chulin Shel Nasu Al Taras Truma, then you become a Sheni Lekodesh. But if you were doing Chulin Shel Nasu Al Taras Kodesh, you don't become a Sheni if you eat the Shlishi. So that's the question. But here we're dealing with Chulin Shel Nasu Al Taras Kodesh. Why are you becoming a Sheni? You only became a Sheni, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if it was Chulin Shel Nasu Al Taras Truma. So Amrale, no, because we answered that. Lomi Bai Kamar. It's the same answer that Ula gave back before, is that Rabbi Yeshua says Lomi Bai, meaning of course, if you eat Chulin Shel Nasu Al Taras Kodesh, you bump up to become a Sheni. The Chiddush Rabbi Yeshua was even that by Chulin Shel Nasu Al Taras Truma, you become a Sheni. So according to this, Rabbi Yeshua agrees that Chulin Shel Nasu Al Taras Kodesh can get to a Shlishi, and then our Mishnah can actually be like Rabbi Yeshua, because this is the Shita of Ula. Ula said, oh, my Chaverim said that it can't be Rabbi Yeshua. I said, it can be Rabbi Yeshua. It can be Rabbi Yeshua, because if you read this, it's a Lomi Bai Kamar. Okay.
I don't know. Quite is different than the ones Nasu Al Taras Truma.
Because you're guarding it for different things. It's a Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Ches that says you have these silos. That if you're guarding it for A, it doesn't necessarily mean you're guarding it for B. But I think it means if you're guarding for Truma, it doesn't work for Kodesh. But if you guard for Kodesh, it may work for Truma, because Kodesh is more Chomer.
Right. So in practical level, is only the difference with
practical.
If you guard it, that means you're guarding against Shlishi becoming a Revi, because it's the only difference, right? Between Truma and Kodesh.
Yes.
Between Truma, for Truma, you're guarding from the Shlishi to Revi level. For Chulin, you're guarding from the Sheni to Shlishi level. Yes, correct. Yes. Correct.
Can only a Kohen approach like this? Can Israel say they want to make Altaras and Kodesh?
I don't know. For Truma, I would think it would only be applied to a Kohen, but for Kodesh, I don't know.
It's not just Kohen.
You can get it there for Kavir
and Pasul
up.
Yeah, so for Truma, for sure. Because Truma, I can't, as a Yisrael, I'm not going to go. But I'm not going to do, it's not Shayach for me to guard it, so therefore the Chachamim probably didn't make a Takana like for that. They didn't make that's what I think. Kodesh, I don't know. I would think maybe you can. I honestly, I don't know. Fine. So now we just said that Rabbi Yeshua agrees that if you eat chulin, shenasal, taras, or kodesh, which is a shlishi, you can become, you bump up to the sheni. The Gemara says, v'ha af anilo marti el b'tshuma kamar. Well, that doesn't make sense, because if you go to the Shaka Vatari of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, I only send my din by chulin, shenasal, taras, or tshuma. So how can you say that Rabbi Yeshua is talking about chulin, shenasal, taras, or kodesh? So the Gemara then says, okay, Amorai Nino of Rabbi Yochanan. So Machlokas are Amorai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what he actually said. I think that's why when we say that this conversation took place, I don't think this conversation actually took place. I think this is, we have Mishnayos, where you have back and forth between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and Kinnim you have a lot, that I think there's a conversation. But because oftentimes you see Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua going back and forth, so that's why they imputed this conversation onto Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore we can actually have machlokas as to what Rabbi Yeshua actually said, because it's not necessarily clear as to what he said. Okay, next. Amar Ula. Okay. Amar Ula. Ha'ochel shlishi shel chulin nasu shenasu al taras truma. Okay, so I have a piece of truma that is I'm supposed to be guarding it from truma. It's chulin. It got to a shlishi status. So now, when it comes to regular truma becomes possible by shlishi, but a shlishi of truma cannot pass on. Right, something that's tummy means it can pass on. Something that's possible means that's the end of the line. So here's a guy who eats. It's chulin shenasu al taros truma. So we're treating it like truma. It became a shlishi. So he eats it. He says, nifsal gufo mele echel truma. He doesn't become a sheni, according to Ula. But this kohen, his body is considered tameh, so that he cannot eat real truma. By eating the shlishi of truma, chulin shenasu al taros truma, he passels his body from eating truma. He's not allowed to eat truma. That's what it says, right? Ha'ochel, again, I don't know, I'm not trying to look for logic into anything. I'm just reading the Gemara for the rules, and based on the rules, we're going to go through what it says. So, ha'ochel shlishi shel chulin, shenasu al taras ha'truma, nifsal gufo mil echel truma. He has to go to mikvah, he can't eat truma after he does that. So, ma'ikam ashmalon, what's Ula coming to teach us? Tanina, we already learned this in the Mishnah before. The Mishnah before says, if you ate a shlishi, right, shlishi becomes a sheni l'kodesh. The ain't sheni the truma, and then we say bechulin shenasu taras truma sheni hu d'lohave have hashlishi have. The Mishnah said, I guess this was Rabbi Yeshua again, said that if you ate shlishi, you become a sheni. That's only if you're doing chulin. That was if it's chulin shenasu taras truma, you ate shlishi, you become a sheni. You become a sheni the gabi kodesh, but you become a shlishi the gabi truma. That's what we're saying over here. You're a shlishi. If you eat shlishi, you become a shlishi, and therefore you cannot eat the truma because you yourself are a shlishi.
Bumps up the sheni,
but only by the kodesh. He said, you were chulin shenasu taras truma. You ate a shlishi. You get bumped up to a sheni, and that your touch now will make for the gabi kodesh, but it's not the gabi truma. You go across the gabi truma. So the Gemara says ime hahi. So if it is from there, havamina, I would have thought, even though that's not what it says, I would have thought lo sheni v'lo shlishi have. Because I did the amar sheni v'kodesh, amar nami ain't sheni v'truma. What's the case over there? The care is the guy ate shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua says you get bumped up to a sheni legabe kodesh. And he said, you're a sheni legabe kodesh, you're not a sheni legabe truma. Really what it meant is, you're a sheni legabe kodesh, and you're a nothing legabe truma. Why does it say you're not a sheni legabe truma? To parallel the language, because you are a sheni legabe kodesh, you're not a sheni legabe truma. But even, you wouldn't even be a shlishi legabe truma. So therefore comes Ula to say, no, you do become a shlishi legabe truma. So, and if you're a shlishi legabe truma, you may not eat the truma. So, Esvei Rav Hamnuna l'Ula. So Rav Hamnuna asks Ula. Now, so we can, which is how we're going to learn, we're going to learn the answer to this question very simply. Or you can look at the Tosos on the right and see that what's going to go on here is a little more complicated. So the only thing I got from the Tosos is that it's really complicated. I didn't.
Well, that's something.
It's more than nothing. I'm sorry. It's more than I had. So, Esve, I tried to. I didn't. I don't think I yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah on that. Okay. So Esve Rav Hamnuna l'Ula. So Rav Hamnuna says to Ula, we have the Mishnah in Taros that says, "Harishon shebechulin tamei v'mitamei." A rishon, talking about stop touching other food items. Chulin that becomes a rishon, it itself is tamei, and could create tuma on another level. It could create a sheni, but a sheni, a chulin that becomes sheni, regular chulin becomes sheni, posel. it itself is pusel, right? It can pusel the truma that touches it. Again, so you have a chulin that's a rishon. It touches, it can touch the, if it touches something, it becomes a sheni. Now, sheni of chulin, so if it touches something, it can pusel the truma. I mean, the truma becomes a shlishi and then it's done, right? It pusels the truma. The eno mitame, but it's
what's
not true.
One second,
but it's not mitame truma. In the was not mitame meaning it cannot give the truma a status that the truma is going to pass on the truma to something else. Okay, so that's what sheni can do. Now a shlishi, right? A shlishi of chulin. If something is a chulin, that's a shlishi, right? Nechal benezid hadema. It can be eaten, right? It can be eaten in a kohen can eat it, mixed together with real truma. Right, you can take it. You can take spices of truma, and you can mix it together. Right, it was a shlishi. Okay, right. Right, because truma does not become nifsal on a shlishi level. Truma, right? If this was if the chulin is a shlishi, right? If the chulin is a shlishi, which means it's chulin shenasal karas truma. If it's a shlishi, it can be mixed together with the truma to be eaten. So where it says the iamart nifsal gupo mil echol truma, we just said that if a kohen ingests shlishi, his body becomes pusel and he can't eat truma. So if iamart nifsal gupo mil echol truma safile mide de pusle le gufe, we're allowing him to eat something that's going to make his body tame. Kohen's not allowed to make himself tame. So how are you feeding him something that's going to make him tame? So with this rule, and la'end amra le ulas is back to him. Hanach l'nezid hadema. Don't ask me from this like mixture of nezid hadema, because the leka kazayis midei achilas pras. You'll never eat enough in one sitting. You're not going to eat a kazayis kidei achilas pras. In order to contract a tuma, you have to be eating a kazayis kidei achilas pras for it to be considered eating the tuma. And since it's not kazayis kidei achilas pras, you're not going to be eating. So that's why the Mishnah says you're allowed to eat it over there, because it's not kazayis kidei Achilas pras. Okay. So,
wow.
Take it where you want. Expect everyone. Some people are off today. Some people are not. For those who are off, maybe they want to do chazara. Shkoyach. Everyone have a good day.